Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, October 6th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, Instagram and TikTok might look even more similar than before. Instagram just announced a new test rolling out to a small group of people that makes Reels the default tab view when you first launch the app. Instagram's boss, Adam Mosseri, announced this test via a post on Threads. He said, quote, Reels and DMs have driven most all of our growth at Instagram over the last few years, so we are exploring making them the first two tabs. This is just an option available to a small group of people in India starting today. Photos from accounts you follow are still in the home tab. If you do opt in, you can opt right out if you're not into it, end quote. Reels are currently the fourth option or the fourth tab inside the Instagram app. Making it the very first tab means that when you open Instagram, you'll jump straight into Reels, bypassing the traditional home view. Mosseri's post makes it clear that this is a limited test, but there's one big sign that indicates it could be rolled out to all users in the not-too-distant future. Instagram launched its first-ever iPad app a couple weeks ago, and one of the biggest and most controversial decisions Instagram made with that app is that when you open it, you're taken directly to your feed of Reels. There's no option to change that behavior, and it's the default for all users with the Instagram for iPad app. This was already a strong hint that a similar change could be planned for the iPhone app, and now we officially know something is at least in the works, potentially bringing that change to everyone. In other news today, at WWDC earlier this year, Apple unveiled three key upgrades for the flight boarding passes in Apple Wallet. Those features include enhanced boarding passes with the ability to track your flight with a live activity, an in-depth map of your airport, and the ability to track your checked luggage in the Find My app. When Apple announced this feature, there were a number of airlines promising support, including Air Canada, American Airlines, Delta, JetBlue, Jetstar, Qantas, Southwest, and United. This week, United has become the first airline to officially roll out support for the enhanced boarding passes in Apple Wallet. So this means that when you add your United boarding pass to Apple Wallet, you'll get all of those new features for more seamless integration. As it currently stands, you don't get a live activity by default. You have to press a button in the Wallet app to add the flight tracker to your lock screen. While United is the first airline to officially support this feature, hopefully it rolls out to those other promised partners sooner rather than later. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a perfect time to rethink your backup strategy. Backblaze protects your data automatically and in the background, a no-brainer part of your defense against ransomware and hardware failure. From business-critical documents to your entire photo library, Backblaze has you covered. When something goes wrong, you can restore fast, from the cloud, the client, or even a physical drive. 9to5 Mac listeners get 20% off with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily. Go to backblaze.com/9to5Mac to start a free trial and use the promo code at checkout. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. In other news today, Jony Ive is apparently running into some major roadblocks in his work to create a hardware device with OpenAI. The secretive hardware device has reportedly been delayed as the company struggles to solve three fundamental problems. The backstory here is that Jony Ive and Sam Altman released a video earlier this year which talked about a new AI hardware device, but without giving any meaningful details about what it was or how it would work. As part of this partnership, OpenAI acquired Jony Ive's I.O. startup for $6.5 billion. The device is scheduled for a launch sometime next year, but a new Financial Times report today suggests it may be delayed. One rather basic problem that they've failed to solve so far is how to give the device the computing power it needs to be useful. The report says that OpenAI is struggling to get enough compute for ChatGPT, let alone a dedicated AI device. Privacy is another big challenge. Unlike smart speakers, which are triggered by a wake word or phrase, the report says that this device is always on. That would mean both cameras and microphones are always active, which obviously poses a huge privacy risk. Finally, the team is said to be struggling with developing a personality for the device. One issue is ensuring the device only chimes in when useful, preventing it from talking too much or not knowing when to finish the conversation. These are, of course, key issues that will need to be solved before this hardware product is actually released to the public. Last but not least today, earlier this year, Bloomberg reported that Apple was working on a redesigned strap for Apple Vision Pro. Now, a few extra details about this revamped strap appear to have leaked. Code references found in Apple's backend code reference a new dual-knit band, which, if the name is anything to go by, could be a combination of the Apple Vision Pro's two current straps. The dual loop, which is a more simple option that adds a top strap for extra support, and the solo knit band, which is a singular strap that goes around the back of your head and is more visually appealing than the dual loop band, but widely viewed as less comfortable. A text description for the dual knit band suggests that there will be an upper band that spans the top of the head and another band that fits behind the head. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman said that this is indeed the band he's been talking about. The actual design of the dual knit band remains a mystery, but again, the name suggests a combination of the solo knit band and the dual loop band. Apple is expected to release a new M5 version of the Apple Vision Pro soon, and it's possible or even likely that this new band will launch alongside that refresh. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.